Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Monday, May 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in Malaysia, where two Americans are in custody for handing out Christian literature. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says one of the men, Rick Rupert, is a fellow worker.
He had some Gospels of Luke with him, and he had the Passion of Christ film. But from my understanding, when he was arrested, he had not been distributing any of these. A local imam from the mosque had called the police, I guess, being upset about his activities.
Please pray. Their next court date is May 9th. SWI has a fund to assist Rupert and others. Go to our website for details.
We're picking up. The cloud has moved to Brighton, Indiana.
That's Bob Bland with Teen Missions International. And like the Israelites of the Old Testament, he says they're on the move with the tabernacle. But it's more than a tourist attraction. Bland says it's a pictorial study of the gospel in hands-on form.
Christ was portrayed in the tabernacle thousands of years before Christ came. It encourages people's faith to really see what they've studied about.
The tabernacle will be ready to show from May 15th through the end of October in Brighton, Indiana. Go to our website for more information about the exhibit. And AMG International's evangelism ministry is a two-sided coin. The first side is reaching out through newspaper evangelism, and the other side is discipleship through Bible correspondence courses. Most begin the course as unbelievers. Some belong to devout religious sects, but through their curiosity, they learn more about Christianity and come to accept Christ as their Savior. In Guatemala, roughly 5,000 students are taking Bible correspondence courses with AMG workers. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool, helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it online at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.